Well, the day is almost here, isn't it? Thursday, we'll be gathering with our families and people that we love. We'll be celebrating Thanksgiving. Already this morning, I've been talking to any number of folks, and we've been talking about, well, where are you going to spend Thanksgiving? Where are you going to spend Thanksgiving? Who will you be with? Who's going to gather? I heard just a little while ago that our young people are going to gather together tonight, and they're going to have their own Thanksgiving with one another. That's going to be really special. It's a great day, and everybody enjoys that day. Just this past Monday, I met a young medical technician, and, you know, all he really wanted to talk about was his mama's green bean casserole. I can't wait till next Thursday to get my mama's green bean casserole. I asked the youth a while ago, and we talked about what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, and I heard all kinds of different things. I heard about somebody's special ham, and I heard about somebody's special casserole, and, you know, for me, it is nothing but dressing covered with gravy, and I'll be a happy guy. Everybody enjoys that time. And you'll gather together, you'll be with people you love, but there'll come that moment, the most important moment, when everybody will bow their head and will offer a prayer of thanksgiving. Kind of like David did so long ago. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Isn't that powerful? Over these past few Sundays, I've been reminding you that Thanksgiving is not really about what you're thankful for, but who you're thankful to. And Thursday will be our opportunity to say to the Lord, we are so grateful for who you are and what you've done in our lives. And that's exactly how David brings the 18th Psalm to a conclusion. Over these past few weeks, we've been looking together at all of the things David had to say about gratitude toward God and how God has blessed us and when God has been there for us and how God has helped us to maintain and to endure. But when it comes to the end of that psalm, it's instead of sharing more truth about the Lord, he begins to cry out to the Lord. And these last few verses are a hymn of worship and praise as David teaches us how to be thankful to the Lord. And that's what I want us to do this morning. I want to take a few minutes and think about why we can be thankful to the one to whom we owe everything. To the one who is always there for us. To the one who gives us life. To the one who gives us hope and direction. So let's look together and see why we can be thankful to the Lord. And the first thing I want to say is this. We can be thankful that he is alive. That's how David begins. He says, the Lord lives. The Lord lives. Now that sounds like a strange proclamation, doesn't it? When I say that this morning, hey, the Lord lives. And you think to yourself, well, of course he does. He always has. He always will. From generation to generation, he is God. But you have to realize, David lived in a world filled with idols made of wood and metal and stone. And the people all around him worshipped gods who were unable to fulfill what they were asked to do. They were just things sitting on a shelf somewhere. You know, there are a lot of people who worship today or think they're worshiping today because they believe in God, but it's kind of the same thing. I believe in God. It's this generic God. It's this meaningless God. It's this God that can't act. It's this God that can't do. But you ask me, do I believe there's a God? I guess I do. I just don't pay much attention to him. How different from what David said. David said, the Lord lives. He is alive, and I can trust him, and I can depend upon him. This is how the Bible described those idols that surrounded David. He said, they have mouths, but they do not speak. Eyes they have, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Noses they have, but they do not smell. They have hands, but they do not handle. Feet they have, but they do not walk. What's he saying? You believe in a God. You believe in a God that can't do anything. You believe in a God that cannot help you. But I don't believe in that kind of God, David declared. I believe the Lord lives. David worshiped Jehovah, the living God, the Lord of heaven and earth, who is never limited in power or influence. Everything is under his active control. He is the Lord. So you look at your Bible just like you do every time that we translate that Jehovah word. And what do you see? The Lord in all capital letters. Why? Because the Lord lives. Remember how Psalm 100 described him a couple of weeks ago? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. We can be grateful this year because we recognize we worship a living God. The one who created it all. The one who existed long before anything else began. And the one who will continue on into eternity, taking those who love him alongside of him. The Lord lives. This morning, as we ask ourselves, why can we be thankful this morning? The answer is, we can be thankful because we worship a living God. But not only is he a living God, we can also be thankful because he is our Savior. There's even more reason for who we are as Christians to be grateful. We recognize that we worship the Lord, who is also his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is the one who saves. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, he is the one who died to take away our sins, who rose on the third day, who ascended to the Father, and who will return for his own. I don't know if I have anything to be thankful for this morning. Yes, you do. You have a Savior. You have someone who lived and died and rose again and will return. And when he does, he will claim you because you are his own child. Thank God for who he is. This is the thing that cries out for thanksgiving. Not only that he is able to save, we are grateful because he is willing to save. Eager to save. Ready to save. He has shown us through what he has done as his Son that he wants us to spend eternity with him. You think you're going to be around a great table this coming Thursday? Wait till you're around the kingdom table and discover what it's like to be in the presence of the Lord forever and forever. No wonder David cried out, "Let the God of my salvation be exalted." And that's what we do when we gather at Thanksgiving. We exalt the God of our salvation. We lift him up. We recognize, yes, I'm grateful. I am grateful for what I've been given. I'm grateful for a warm place to live. I'm grateful for people who surround me that love me. I'm grateful for the provisions of my life. I'm grateful that I don't have to worry about whether I'm going to have anything to eat tonight or not. I'm grateful for all of those things. But you know what I'm really grateful for? The God of my salvation. I'm grateful because I once was lost and now I'm found. I'm grateful because I remember what it was like before I trusted him. I remember the darkness and the lostness. I remember the confusion. I remember that sense of not knowing what would happen next. And then I remember what it was like to meet and know and follow the God of my salvation. And so do you. If you belong to him, you remember that time when Jesus Christ invaded my life and everything changed. And I have an eternal hope. And my eternal hope is based on the fact that I have a Savior. What do you have to be grateful for? Our Lord lives and he saves. But that's not all. We can also be thankful that he acts to deliver. Listen to what David said. He said, he delivers me from my enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. The God we worship is one who is actively involved in delivering his people. He steps into your life and he meets you in your points of greatest need. He is there when you need him the most. He's there when you're ready to give up. He's there when you think you can't go any further. He steps in and he delivers you at that moment. The God we worship is not one who's ever found watching from the sidelines. You can be so grateful because you don't worship a Savior who says, well, here I am, and I'm paying attention to you, and I know what's going on, but I think I'll just watch. And I won't do anything. You're on your own. That's not the God we serve. The God we serve is one who steps in and acts to deliver. He steps into your life and he meets you in those places where you need him the most. And he's always there and he never deserts you. And he can take care of you. He steps right into your life. And what does he say? David says he delivers you from that enemy who attacks us all. From the dangers that are around you. From the fears that are within you. Our Savior is one who's paying attention to you and who's not only willing but eager to act on your behalf. I can be thankful because I have a God who is involved in my life, who knows me inside and out, who knows that the very hairs of my head are numbered and recognizes exactly what's going on in my life, and he is ready to step in and deliver me. Thank you, God, that you care the way you care. And you can be thankful that he lifts you up. David declared, you also lift me up above those who have risen against me. The God who delivers is also the God who restores. He reaches into your circumstances. He reaches into your failure. He reaches into your fear. And he lifts you up. Aren't you glad we have a God who can lift us up? You know what? I heard someone say a while back, be careful the kind of company you keep because it's easier to be pulled down than it is to be pulled up. And that may be true. Unless you're talking about the Lord. And he reaches down and lifts you up with no effort. I was sinking. I was going down for the third time. I wasn't sure anybody could help me. And then the Lord. And then the Lord. Aren't you grateful that our God is not a God who commands us to spend our lives in a vain attempt to get to where he is? Aren't you glad that we have a God? Aren't you grateful we have a God? And he doesn't look down on us and see us where we've fallen short and where we're not so strong and where we failed so many times and says to us, lift yourself up by your own bootstraps. Pull yourself up. Get yourself to where I am. You're falling short. I expected more from you than this. You ought to be able to accomplish it all by yourself. God doesn't say that to us. Instead, he reaches all the way down to where we are in order to lift us up to where he is. You can't get there by yourself, so I will bring you to where I want you to be. I will bring you to me. What does that mean? That means your God is active on your behalf. He meets you not at your best points, but sometimes at your lowest point, and he lifts you up and brings you to himself. We can be grateful not only because God is willing and able to reach down and pull us up, but because he wants to. I want you to be with me. You are my child. I saved you for a purpose, and that purpose is so that you can spend eternity with me. And that's how much I love you. We have a God who lifts us up to places we can never bring ourselves in order that we might forever be with him. So I guess the question this morning is this. So how do you respond to the living God who is your Savior and your Deliverer and your Redeemer? And David gives us the answer. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Therefore, because of what you've done, because of who you are, because of how you have redeemed me, because of the way you have saved me, because of the fact that you're with me, because you're going to lift me up to be with you, because of all of those things, I will praise you. I will give thanks among the Gentiles. What is he saying? Therefore, I want people to know I belong to you. And I am willing to say, thank you, God, for what you've done in my life. How do we respond? With open praise, with reverent praise, with unashamed praise. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. And with that, David brings the 18th Psalm to a conclusion. He's talked to us about all of the reasons we should be grateful to a great God. He's reminded us that we have a Redeemer Lord who prepares and cares for his own. We've recognized that even when we are at our worst, he is at our best. Therefore, we will give thanks to God. Maybe more than that, maybe we also give him our lives. Because maybe you're here today and you're not a believer, you're not a Christian. You know about God, but you don't know him. You need to know you have a Redeemer, a Savior, a Lord. And if you'll trust him, he will change your eternity. Today, if you need to become a Christian, today, if you need to trust Christ as your Savior, in just a moment, we're going to stand and sing a hymn, an invitation hymn. And I'm going to be here at the front. And if you'll just come to me and say, today I want to become a Christian, I'll be more than pleased to introduce you to Jesus, who will change your life. Or maybe you're here and you need to be a part of this church fellowship and you just want to bring your membership here. Or maybe there's another decision you need to make. We're going to stand and we're going to sing. And as God speaks to your heart, you come. Let's stand together. It's been good to spend today together in the Lord's house. I'm glad we got to worship together. Let me remind you of a couple of things. Remember, this evening we will not be doing evening services because this afternoon and into the evening, we're going to have a crew in here getting everything ready so we can celebrate the birth of Jesus. So we're going to be decorating the church and getting everything ready for us as we begin our Advent celebration next Sunday. And then we won't be doing Wednesday evenings services this week because of Thanksgiving. And so you go and enjoy time with your family, with people you love. It's going to be a very special time. Let's bow together for one final prayer.
Okay. If you can stay and help carry handbell tables again this week. I know some of you are getting good at that from the last 2 weeks, but if you can stay and help us, that'll get ready for the crew that's going to come in and decorate. So.
Good. Thank you, Jeff. Let's pray together. Then one final song. Father, we do thank you that you are our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer. That, Father, we can trust you and depend upon you, and you are always and forever faithful. Father, as we travel into Thanksgiving this week, we just want to pray, Lord, that you will allow us to remember the one who has loved us, given himself for us, and offered us eternity at his table. Bless us, Lord, as we go from this place, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.